Dr. Disrespect is back.
I heard.
Yeah, and it's wild. What are you gonna do? A lot of times, sometimes people say, "Oh, they're trying to take him down or whatever." Because the way he's saying, he's like, "Yo, they broke all the rules."
He kind of did it himself, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because I'm like, did he use the same word? He's like, "Yo, that's why I see
right
words."
And his camp just jumped ship. That's kind of how I looked at it.
I don't see them representing it. Yeah,
right? Nobody. He had a lot of people backing him. Because he's massive, bro.
Yeah, I heard Mr. Beast was at Wonderland.
He's
your boy,
Ringer, right?
Frank, you let him come on the block. He didn't check in.
Didn't
yo,
check
Jimmy,
paperwork.
Having Mr. Beast check in would be a flex. Where's Drake? Jake, where's your skit crew? Yeah, to get your prop up. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day out there in Toronto. Summer's ending, y'all. We heading into the fall.
Dear summer.
It's your boy, Space Boy Elroy, here with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Zane. Here to bring you the latest and the greatest. Episode 72, Hidden Six. Let's go.
Map, I can't have
a curtain. How's it going, Zane? Back in the building.
Let's just get everything out of the way. First things first. You're damn right we didn't have a couple episodes because your boy Craig got married, y'all. Craig, congratulations, guys. I saw Craig today and he shook my hand. He didn't give me a fist bump. He shook my hand.
Came in extra white.
Yeah. It was proper.
Put her there.
Yeah. How does it feel?
Feels the same.
It feels the same.
I think I'm still drunk off the Kool-Aid.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're allowed.
That's it.
Honeymoon phase.
100%. 100%. Nah, there's nothing but a beautiful life ahead. It's the next chapter.
Yes.
Super dope to have you there.
Oh,
got to see tons of friends, catch up with people that I hadn't seen in a minute. Getting everybody under one roof and seeing them mingle in when you're
yes.
like, oh, there's the cousin who ain't seen my Dukes.
Yes.
There's the friend that ain't seen my friend. That was beautiful to see.
It was really, really a nice special moment because it's like I wasn't expecting anything at all.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I got there and I'm like, okay, pulled up. I'm like, okay, I start seeing somebody. I think I saw your mom. Then as soon as I turned the corner, I saw you and your girl. And I'm like, oh man, here they go taking photos. The girl's like, you're late.
A lot of people like, get sorry, caught up in that Toronto traffic.
I know
a lot of
my
people.
Goodness, man.
That Toronto traffic does not care what function you got.
It's not gonna help at all. I started introducing myself. I met your wife's mom. She came over. She came over a couple times to me and just to make sure everything was good.
Good stuff.
Yo, make sure you get your money's worth from these motherfuckers. Start drinking.
Better drink. You better eat up. I don't want to see you leaving thirsty. I don't want to see you leaving hungry. None of that.
Shout out to her cousin who was crying a lot, but then her bracelet fell on the floor and helped her with her bracelet. She was really, really nice. There were a lot of cool people. Craig, you have a lot of people supporting you.
Solid, Chris.
G, dude, that's like...
Bob?
Yeah, it's hard to explain his... He's like the guy who was sitting in the corner smoking a cigarette and he's seen all of the life
stories. Yeah.
And everybody's like, yo, that man's the OG, right? I'm like, who the hell is this?
Out of everybody that I heard through the grapevine, I heard his name or who was that guy numerous times throughout the evening. He was making his rounds.
He was really,
Bob's
really
a fucking
cool.
legend.
You know what is, man? What I got from Bob was how... To be honest, he was almost surprised you invited him in a weird way.
Oh, shit.
But maybe that was more a reflection of his life.
Yeah.
We're just like, you know what I mean? He probably just felt like people might not think about him that much or whatever. He was more proud.
Oh, big
to
time.
Be like, yo, I'm here.
I'm witnessing this.
Yeah. I felt it was a really, really emotional moment there. It was really... And every time I see your mom and you and your mom, I'm always like, oh, man.
That's good. He was holding it down too. I got to give a big shout out to everybody involved, everybody that came through. The waterworks, I thought were going to pour out. Zane. I thought they were going to come full
fledged. You did good. You're good.
It was tough.
Out. Oh. Leave that for your girl.
I started blubbering as soon as she came up the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, we held it down. Yeah,
your dad was hilarious.
This guy's speech caught me off guard. I didn't know he was going to turn it into a roast. This guy goes and watches like 20 hours of Larry the Cable Guy. And he's like,
Get ready. Get ready.
Ice fishing.
There was lots
of shit.
You never told me about that fishing story. Tell the folks about the fishing story, Craig.
Okay, so The ice fishing or the time that I got him with the fishing?
The time we got him. You got him. Yeah, that one I'm talking about.
My dad used to take me out fishing lots when we were younger. And I was still new, right? I think I must have been like maybe like 6 or 7, maybe younger. I don't remember. But they used to have the rods, the beginner rods, where you would hold the button in order to cast.
Okay, so, let's go.
Yeah, okay, so it was just a super beginner rod. And for some reason, bro, he's standing behind me where you should be. That's where you think you'd be safe. Yeah. And my dumb ass holding that button down, launch this rod backwards. And all he goes, oh, fuck. Turn around. This guy's got a three hook right in his cheek, yo. Like,
you can't
right
time
there.
That any better. Craig's dad's like, needless to say, the only thing you caught that day was me.
Right. And sure enough, man, just seeing him rip that hook out because he had no other choice, bro. What are you going to do? You got no other choice.
And we kept fishing.
He fucking ripped that hook out, man. He just fucking hulked it out. Wow. And we just continued along about our day. So,
I can't wait for mothers to have that one with their daughters.
Fuck. For him to write that down and for me to have that written down is a full circle. Like, that's my son, that's my dad moment. We were both thinking about it, right? So, yeah, it was dope still. Yeah, the trip was good afterwards. We drove down to Myrtle Beach, had about a week down there chilling by the beach. Beautiful time.
Asked Brett like 10 times where he's going. And I'm sure he's told him, but I'm an airhead. So I forgot. He's like, Myrtle. I'm like, you went to Myrtle Beach?
Out to South Carolina.
You just went to North Carolina? Didn't set up to anybody down there? Get any merch?
I didn't get any merch down there.
Come on.
I bought a hat. That was it, which is very me.
Was it a sports hat?
It was a Jays fitted.
You went and got a Jays fitted. What an insult. But you walked out like,
It's hard to get down here, bro. We met.
Hold on, it's you stole their last Jay's hat.
That's it.
Bring it back.
That's it. Yeah, it's ours. We're taxing it back for the people.
Give me that.
We did do a whole lot of shopping. Funny enough, we ended up buying a bunch of fall shit from Target.
That's cool. Okay,
but again, for a girl, that's a whole different. You know,
that's where it makes sense, though, right?
Where it does. Like,
okay, cool. She grabbed. Oh, she fucked you up with a Target. That Target trip was on the agenda. For
sure. That was 100%. We went twice. Even when we thought we went back. She said, I found something I like, but I didn't have my size. Maybe if we go back. No, I didn't do too much shopping. We looked around at a shit ton of places.
Okay.
But I didn't see anything that, you know, had to grab. So
that mini putt place was cool.
The mini golf was next level, man. So these guys take their mini golf serious. For those of y'all out here who have not been, to all the Canadian listeners, those around the world.
Shout out to all South Carolinas.
Typical mini golf is going to have an old school vibe. You're going to have something that was probably built in the 70s or 80s, I want to say.
Windmill?
Windmill is a typical thing.
Maybe
those right?
pyramid or a sphinx or something anything from the Simpsons.
It's a very generic cookie cutter for most mini golf courses that you go to. Now they're starting to evolve a lot more. Down here though, these guys do it big. They have themes and they've got pirate ships and they've got waterfalls. Like one of your holes where you're putting, you're on a pirate ship.
It's a full scale.
That's hard to top right there. They've got like crazy hills. Everything's like a par two. Nothing was like a par five, putt here, putt there.
It was nice and
easy. And again, it follows a lot of the gimmicks of like, if you hit it in this hole, it's a hole in one. If you hit it in this hole, it's going to go out in the side. You got to hit it again.
Okay.
It still follows all that, but just the appearance on everything, bro. When I'm like putting under a waterfall, I'm like, what the fuck is this, right?
Like, see, babe, I'll take you around the world.
Holy. So now we went down there and this is like just steps away. So it's an 8-minute walk, right? It's like 40 degrees out there. It's cooking. It's cooking. So the wifey's like, I want to drive. And I'm like, we ain't driving nowhere. It's 8-minute walk.
Yeah.
I'm finishing this bottle. We're fucking walking over. Yeah, we're playing like some mini golf. Kick your ass, right?
Yeah.
Bad idea. Bad idea.
Get back to the car.
So we get there and the guy's like, looks at her, the guy at the desk. And he goes, are you having trouble in the Carolina heat? And she's like, nah, you know, I'll manage. He can tell. She must be looking white in the face, right?
No.
So he says, we got a special if you come in the afternoon where you can play 36 holes for $15 a pop. And I'm like, bet, give me that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm looking at her like, yeah, you good? She's like, yeah, I'm good. Probably hole 3 or 4. She's like, yeah, I don't feel too good right now.
Oh, because it's a lot of it's in, it's outside.
Yeah, it's outdoor.
It's not like a indoor.
No, she's catching heat stroke right in front of my eyes.
Crap.
And she's fucking, I don't feel good. Boom, knocks a hole in one. She's trying to just get through the course. She's
trying to power through.
She's
over there.
Killing it. I'm like, yo, you, this is your style. We should do this more often.
It's fast. She's hitting all six balls that she can see at the same time.
So long story short, she survived. By the time we finished the first 18, she was done. She's like,
oh, you powered through it.
We went into the shop.
Yeah.
It was nice and air conditioned. And she's like, nah, we ain't doing the next course. Wow. Furthermore, I'm going to finish this bottle of Gatorade.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk to the nearest store across the street. She's like, you're going to go back and get the car. And you're going to pick my ass up like we originally discussed. And I took it serious this time.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. I'm on it, right? I'm fucking jogging.
You want to see? I'll be the best car getter ever. Exactly. Get the car ever.
Exactly. But yeah, overall, the food was amazing.
Yeah.
Vibes are amazing.
You see, I had some barbecue.
Some amazing barbecue in like the not ghetto of Carolina, but definitely one of those shady spots where you get the no trespassing signs, the upside down American flags. People are very about their business down in that area. I'll tell you that
much. He had his hat with the American Eagle on it.
Nah.
The Confederate hat on.
There was this one store.
Cut off sleeve.
There was this one beach shop, and it was made by veterans. It's a clothing store.
Yeah.
So some stuff was just a gimmicky shirt. Like instead of Planet Fitness, it said Planet Thickness. You're like, ah, that's funny. I get it.
I'm rolling.
Right?
You didn't get me one?
No, I didn't. But other stuff is a little more off the cuff. So they've got these Hawaiian shirts with like M4s all over it and like AKs and shit like that.
Okay, I see.
And then they've got shirts of Donald Trump with his ear bleeding with like legends written under it. And they have all these patches that people can put, whether it's on your tactical vest, shit like that. And one of them was, what's the pig from Looney Tunes again? I was gonna say Elmer.
Sylvester.
Oh no, sorry, it wasn't the pig. No, my bad. It was Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd.
And he goes, I'm hunting terrorists.
Oh my like, god. You know, that's a store where I'll definitely buy some of that stuff. Because I know some guys that will love that shit.
Oh yeah.
They will love that shit.
Oh yeah, 100%. But yeah, it was a good mixture of chillage. I'd say probably 80% of the time we were bobbing in a pool.
Yeah.
Waist deep in the ocean, because I don't fuck with the ocean like that. Yeah. I ain't going no further, getting swept away. Ocean, man. I ain't going further than that first wave.
Those sharks gonna have for packs of cocaine.
Exactly. Right when that first wave starts white capping over,
yeah,
I'm good right there. I get a little push. I get a little, I got the waves. I'm in the ocean, little splash around, you know?
Got me wet.
That's it. And then we're back out, right? Holy fuck.
All right, so the sadness probably is scalding hot.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And if the place is hot, the sadness is like, go
get the papers. It was 40 degrees cooking like crazy. But the thing I love about that, I'm not a fan of cold water. Like Toronto, Ontario, a lot of that
hot in the water was
lukewarm, beautiful.
Yeah, all right.
Warm, nice, you cozy in there, right?
Yo, listen, let's take a shot in the name of global warming, Craig.
In the name, this is for
holy. Mm-mm-mm. Not me without a chaser.
Ow! Want some White Claw?
Nah, I'm okay.
I'm just taking all
every
the drinks.
Every time I see the White Claw, I was like, ugh.
These are all the drinks from my wife's bachelorette she didn't want to drink.
That's right.
I could have brought dick-shaped straws, Zane. Just know.
I would pass.
Me too.
I walk with my daughter walking around. And I was like, right. Craig!
but it's beautiful to be back. Beautiful drive. Get to see some of the states. Not in depth. Drove through Washington just to say I did it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
No.
It's just traffic, bro.
Washington, no.
If I had seen even a glimpse of the White House, even the antenna that holds the flag, even the flag.
Go the other way.
I'd be like, yo, worth it. Nothing there was worth it. It was just traffic. I felt the most at home in that highway on that interstate.
Like, don't trigger me with the traffic thing, man.
Just, it's rough.
I had an argument with somebody and they're trying to be smart ass. I'm like, so I hit him with the, you're one of those people you're fine sitting in traffic. He's like, you know, sometimes if it's a nice day, I'm like, you better shut up, okay? I don't care.
I put on a nice mixtape.
I don't mind. I'm just chilling if I don't know where to go.
So if you're telling me, if you could have a difference between an hour and a half, an hour, or 30 minutes to get home, you're cool with the hour and a half?
He's taking the hour and a half in the rain.
Bro, just so you know, the Hidden Six copter is under construction.
Yeah, oh, it's coming. We fly.
Stick 80 News, y'all ain't got shit on us. We're going to be recording live and direct.
The donations are going into the Hidden Six copter fund. I'm going to get it, so we're going to be shitting on all you hoes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
my goodness. Speaking of flying, as I saw in the news today, Boeing's capsule returned, but it was empty. It was supposed to show up with two of our homies in it, homie and a homette. Somehow, Boeing keeps fucking up. Have you guys heard that Boeing's been going through troubles with their planes, and maybe some people not so hush.
Say too much.
You know what I mean?
Let the masses know.
Yeah. So now it's been reported that there are two astronauts that were supposed to take a flight, I think, for a week in orbit. You know, check out, spin the block,
and then float the block.
Yeah, and we float the block, you know, with little zero G vibe. Then they go back, and then we get the reports done and all that stuff.
Just picture like pouring Henny out, and it's just floating. You're catching it.
Like, I was wondering what that stuff looks like in you while you're in space.
Right?
Is it still just little bubbles?
Is it moving too?
Because then I'm not taking it anymore. Oh, shit. How does it digest? Okay.
I think it's pressurized, so I guess you're not spending that duration where you're floating around. Maybe if it was like that all the time, that could be a different story.
What if you fart? They have the air system cleaning
like
system?
A Febreze built-in technology,
but it stays in there, so it's gonna be like sweet and sour.
Isn't there the airlock though?
No, you don't touch the airlock.
Maybe fart in the airlock.
No, you can't fart.
You wait,
in the
and then you.
No, I don't think so. The ship's farting.
Space is mystery.
Sorry, guys. Latest and greatest here. The reason why I go through it, space is always very interesting.
Me too. I love
just it. Just like how Craig said the airlock.
Yeah.
I know it's going to take about probably 3 hours of procedural checklist.
Before you get him,
just
I get that
get
pitch.
To touch the airlock okay. to get into it.
So if you got to go, you ain't making it through.
You're not making it, right? So a lot of things cross my mind. One, Boeing keeps fucking up somehow. And now these people are stuck in space. Now you told your girl, babe, I'll be right back. You told your wife, Craig.
Right.
Your brand new wife.
And now you late.
Now you.
What do you say now, eh? Yeah. Due to unforeseen circumstances, I'm going to be a little late.
How late? Well, a month, a week.
So if we fall at 200 miles per hour as we burn into the atmosphere.
On an angle.
Maybe I get there by Wednesday latest.
Of next April. Yeah. So the problem is now Boeing has to rely on their competition.
To fix it?
To get them out.
Ooh, that's bad luck.
National Space Station.
But I mean, how much competition? It's definitely not SpaceX.
It's the ops. Me and them. We're the only people dealing in space.
I thought maybe there would be like a common friendliness. No.
It's we hate them. We hate y'all.
Do not send.
Yes. If you guys are not there, we're number one.
True.
If we're not here, you're number one.
And if you're fucking fixing my screw up.
We're number three.
Yeah, right? We're number three by right? default, even in a, out of two.
So they got to wait. The reason why I didn't come back in the shuttle today is because they're saying it's too risky.
Mm.
But the shuttle touched down. They're like, yeah, it's here, but it's empty. So those people are in there. Now they're at their cousin's house in space, chilling on the couch. Just, you don't want to mess up their vibe because they watch this show and they eat this every Wednesday. They go to church. There's ball games.
And then like, do they plan? Do they send you with extra food? They got to in case something goes down. Like, how do you survive out there?
Yeah, but I think that extra food only wasn't supposed to cover. I think it's been a couple months.
You probably got a ration.
And the ops ship is not going to show up till spring next year.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So you're really cutting it close.
Yeah,
at that point.
Where are we? We're in September.
Fuck. Better hope that you find some vegetation.
Watch your boy come over and keep your girl company for the next from space.
You can't get homesick being in that profession, bro.
Are you developing a relationship with someone if you're stranded on an island of the opposite sex for an extended amount of time?
Are you developing a relationship with them? I feel like naturally people gravitate towards that. You've both been through, let's assume it's a traumatic experience.
Right now, these excuses
I'm watching
right now.
Lost as you ask me this question. I'm like two seasons in of Lost, rewatching it. Yeah.
And you're like, get the fuck.
Yeah. I feel like it's just a natural reaction where you've been through something traumatic, you bond over what's happened, and then you build kind of like a new life is, I guess, how you look at it.
As you're stranded.
Yeah, because like, I think I want to say what happens on the flip side. So let's say you're stranded on an island. You've reached a point where you don't think the salvation's coming.
Now you got to have Hulk.
And all of a sudden, the shuttle shows up.
That's the worst, bro.
And then you're like, oh, see ya. I got work tomorrow.
Blowing shorties back out. Huh? The ships are crack. Are you
here? Be right there.
New screw.
Circle back.
The sock was on the shed. I always think about that. How do you recoup from that? Do you say anything
when you come back?
Do you two just eat it and just figure that, you know what, it is what, as we go back? Then it's probably more different if one person's single.
I don't know.
And you're like, yo, I want this person now because we've been through that. People trauma bond
big
relationship
time.
Is a big thing,
big,
right?
Big time.
I've known people that have connected because, hey, I went to some shitty shit as a kid. And
right.
So we're both half semi broken together.
Right.
I always thought about that because then I'll be mad. Crashed out on the island, super fine pot. I'm like, come on, guys. Come on.
That's a best case scenario. I didn't even think of it to be like a dime dropped out with me.
Yeah, you're going to be mad because then you're like, you guys are laughing, roasting crabs together, like watching up
roasting
the sun.
Crabs. Oh, yeah, you bet.
And,
oh, shit. Yeah, okay. If you get back, you got to tell the wife.
You got to tell the wife if you shove
sure.
them in the space.
For sure.
You got to tell the wife.
Yeah, because that's going to eat at you, bro. You're not going to be the same already for many reasons.
Yeah, that's true. That. You're going to be messed up.
For
like,
sure.
Like, I'll just be,
Shorty better be from way not where I'm from.
Yo, guys,
where are you originally from?
Yeah.
Like halfway across
Kansas,
the world?
You're from the north. All right. That's different. But imagine that fight on the island.
Bad.
When, no, not even when you come back of like, okay, how are we doing? It's like the baby. Pregnant? Oh!
Even worse.
What? So let me get this straight. The two of you survived, and now there's twins on the island. What happened here, Craig?
It's over. It's game
it has
over.
A beard.
It's game over at that point, bro. That's something that you didn't plan on.
And you're not expecting that other person or your significant other to roll with you. Like, yo, I get it. I yeah.
I accept my fate at this point. Okay. You know what I mean?
Leave me here.
Yeah.
Don't wild out.
Yeah. That would be the gaslighting.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Terrible. Just leave me here.
I can.
You can do better.
I can up this with, I'm sure all your taxes are going to be here when you come back.
You bet they're going to come collect.
Disappeared and show up. What happens to their like
their whole life, their income, whatever they had going on,
your
payments.
Them companies coming back for their shit.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Like, yo, Craig, we're happy you're not what's this what? Life whatever the word they use. No.
We want you to know that we want to work with you, okay? But you also owe us a lot of money.
So we're
coming to collect.
Weekly payments of you getting back to society. Okay. Sorry, guys. That was just my harebrained here.
Oh, man.
I actually enjoyed that a lot, Craig. So now I know. So don't do anything. Tame the horny.
Yeah.
On the island.
Yeah.
Don't give in.
I think if you do, it's got to be after like months and months and months and months.
Not like.
If you went, you're in there, you're weak on the island.
Like, yo, could you put a shirt on?
Yeah, right?
Fuck around.
That is foul.
There's mosquitoes.
That's foul as fuck. We're talking months. To years to like we might need to recreate society in this bitch.
But Craig, you gotta think about it. The your survival kind of depends on this person.
It does in that
being
case.
Being like on your
holding spine, it down.
Like you guys right. being together, you guys just not beefing, not fight. Because what if that person's like, okay, fuck you, and then they walk off.
What now?
They're like, she had the one lighter.
Right? She knew how to split the coconut perfectly.
Then you realize you're not, she's the outdoor one. And
that's how I picture it in my fantasy, all right?
Cold as
oh, I'm getting coddled hard.
My feet, I stepped on something.
Can you build us a shelter?
Mosquitoes. Rub some more mud on my back. Okay, we're definitely not. No, I'm the opposite. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the guy that's just like leaves the cricket.
You want the Chad, Macho on your end.
You're going to see, we haven't seen Zane in 6 days. You put up, you meet me again.
Man's got
cheese shanty.
He's got everything built up.
He's serving stuff. We're like, where'd they get the bow ties from?
Yeah, I got a Hasty Market.
Would you like some squid?
Yo, speaking of Hasty Markets, have you bought beer from a convenience store? Oh, you're not drinking beer right now.
No, but I have been keeping an eye out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen much.
Okay, nothing yet.
So like when it's like when I go like up Highway 10 way up, when the gas stations will get like 40 ounces of Jameson and stuff like that. I haven't. Did you see any yet?
I've seen one, and I'm planning to go after this episode just to check it out.
Craig's like, he slowed down.
I
was like,
yeah. I looked at the window for the advertisements.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure my eyes are shit, but I saw Coors sold here, and I was like, we gonna go check that out.
So
this was at a shelf. Maybe. I was gonna say that. I was gonna say maybe based on the
proximity. In gas stations.
That's what it looks like
in the city.
It could be. Don't quote me on it yet. We'll confirm next episode.
Yeah, they're like, yo, it's a gas station, but it belongs to the convenience store part of the gas
Pretty station. Sure. Like, yeah, your Circle K's and all them. And
yeah.
We'll see. I'm about to head past there after this.
It's always wild. Shout out to the people that do shopping at the 7-Eleven.
And well, like groceries and all?
Like that, like.
Yeah, nah, and, bro.
They go get the milk. They get the bread. We get like, so $300 later.
I bought milk from the gas station the last time I did that. Like $6 for that.
And you're like, never again. Bread.
Never again, bro. I'll go without. I'm fine. Holy. Along the trip and along the hiatus, we lost a few legends. We lost a serious legend. You know, and the other one, I'm not going to give legendary status. That's just me being biased.
Okay, okay.
But Fat Man Scoop has passed away. Yes. Those of y'all that may not have heard or may not be, you know, too endowed into hip hop. Fat Man Scoop is a legendary DJ, hype man, artist altogether from the 90s who has pioneered.
So young too.
He died too young.
Yeah.
Due to health issues, collapses on stage. People, take care of yourselves. Regardless of what line of work you're in, regardless of what your schedule's like, take some time out of
and
that.
As we're all aware, listen, if you're from the 90s and your name is Fat Anything, there's some
cap. It's an indication that
stuff that comes with that, right? So we always say, everyone take care of themselves, take care of your health. It's never too late to care. Although I've seen situations for some people, as soon as they start changing their life around, that's when their body's like, yo, what are you doing?
Right, it freaks out and then it spazzes, and that's when you kick the bucket too.
I think everybody should know who Fat Man Scoop is. You've heard, Craig, I don't care your denomination. You've had to have that Faith Evan.
Let's go.
Agent number 9. Yeah, love life.
It's like the most party anthem
mix.
You can play it for any crowd. It's most accepted.
What I gotta say, y'all gotta do. Oh, he had the voice. He was probably, you could say he's one of the voices of hip hop.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. When it comes to like an actual figure, he's never been a super producer. He's never been a mega star on those kind of, you know, those kind of levels.
Yeah.
But he is just like a staple of hip hop. Like Fat Man Scoop, having a sample from him, having a song with him. I'm sure those artists are cherishing that catalog right now. So
yeah, he was the same as you know, what's his name for dropping bombs on him? What's his name? The other big DJ. Oh my God, Craig, you kept Desert Storm. There's DJ Clue, and there's another one. I'm sipping my mind right now. Forgot his name. He's bald.
God damn it.
Big 90s DJ. Come on. He had the bomb, a dropping bomb.
Oh, effect. Funk Flex.
Funk Flex.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I was thinking someone passed away.
He saved me. He saved me. He was right there. He saved me.
Thinking of someone who passed.
Time out. Yes, Funk Flex. So those are the names. You think about like big DJ hip hop.
Yeah.
Just that you could see Scoop did he could have done the exact same thing as Funk
Flex. Right.
He could have come a radio producer. He could have done which I'm pretty sure he did at some point.
He could have done anything except for like be the rapper himself, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But he didn't need that.
Didn't need that.
Didn't need it.
And it was interesting to see him coming from that side of the world and we not knowing who he is, but the energy was like, oh, guys, this guy's somebody, right?
Right.
You get what I'm suggesting? I'm like, who is this guy screaming? All I'm like, I guess he's cool, right? But yeah, he's been in a lot of things.
It was unfortunate, man. I think, like, again, like you said, too young. It's not like I was sitting here anticipating when's the next Fat Man Scoop track dropping. By all means, no. But you wish a happy and healthy life for so many of these people that bring the joy back. And seeing him gone, you're just like, man.
Yeah.
We didn't need that. The world didn't need that right now. We're becoming very desensitized to these celebrity, especially in hip hop, these celebrity deaths, and
you almost don't feel. You remember when certain days, like when Smoke died,
they hit hard. Kobe,
Nip,
you know, like
you felt the air for days,
right?
People at work, everybody's like,
everyone now, you're getting like that 12 hours.
Oh no, you walk by. Oh, did you hear? Yeah, and you just keep it pushing.
That's it. And that was
Craig
with the next artist, Rich Homie Quan, passed as well. Again, if you're not a hip hop head, you're not gonna know who the fuck this guy is. Atlanta rapper, not super popular. Yeah, not at the top, Craig, of his career at the time.
He had enough songs where he should be okay.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
He fell off. He said it himself in interviews.
No, to his life. Like, his passing, was it?
It was an overdose, allegedly. Yeah, alleged overdose off of, well, nobody's confirmed yet, but it's unfortunate, man. So a lot of interviews that he's had in the past and Instagram lives that he's done where he was basically just telling the youth, man, don't do the drugs. And he's had interviews talking about how addictions played a big part in his downfall and the ups and downs throughout his
thing,
career.
Right? When you don't have people around you that there's certain cultures that people are like vultures, they just really thrive off you having money so they can make a profit off you. And it like just same to have with Eminem, just the more
right
you are, you're not going to make sound.
But Rich Homie Quan, his passing started a bit of a debate between people like Rallo jumped in, Boozy, few other people have jumped in and talking about how people are showing fake love for Rich Homie because months ago or weeks ago, the internet was calling him out and he was this and that. And now all of a sudden everybody, you know, let bygones be bygones. So I'm not exactly sure how that one plays out.
Are you saying no one should like, okay, so me and you, for whatever reason, we beef today.
Yeah.
And then something, God forbid, happens to one of us. We can't be like, yo, damn.
Of course you could be like, yo, damn.
You should see Craig. It's like, nah, keep that same energy, bro.
That's it. Episode 1 million filmed on location. I think that if these people haven't fully reached that status yet, it's very tough. So it's like, if you gave me like a C-list celebrity and said, hey, I don't know, I don't want to put that energy out there.
You're going to call a name.
I'm trying to think of someone who wouldn't be like a huge impact. Like,
I'm
actually
a B-list, Craig.
You know, you see them online and say, yo, fucking...
Eddie Griffin
passed. All right. Right? Well, he's older, though. That's different. That's not the right name. I can't think of that.
See?
Tell me, like, a comedian. Give me, like, Shane Gillis has passed. You'd be like, too soon. That's your reaction.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis is, like, a younger comedian, yeah. Right?
Yes.
I'd be like, yo, too soon. That's the reaction. But you don't have enough of a catalog. You know what I mean? To really say, hey, this guy was solidified. He was legendary. She's like, yo, I was a funny-ass dude, right?
Yeah, I think that's different from your, I don't know, because catalog and impact, is that the same?
Somewhat.
But you can argue that there's some artists that have like
a big volume of work
and less impact versus like less cultural impact.
Somewhat,
and you have
yeah.
some people who like big in Pac and them who people probably like or whatever big or whatever with albums.
Like a comparable one for me is like Mac Miller.
Okay.
Right? Mac Miller had like a cult following. Yeah. You know, he had his MTV time, but he was making waves. He was in the industry like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But again, no one put him on that type of pedestal prior to him passing, right?
Same thing as Juice WRLD.
Right? Same kind of deal, right?
But Juice WRLD, I saw his like rise.
People saw his potential and that's what bugged
with
him.
Mac didn't know who loved him till after the fact.
Yeah. Where Rich Homie's like, you're from Atlanta, so you're one of a dozen, right? You're one of a million when it comes Atlanta's to those kind of artists, right? And your catalog has some hits in there, but it's not something that's, you know, totally over the top. So again, it's a tragic passing nonetheless, right? But nobody was anticipating what's next to drop from Rich Homie at the time. So it's hard to explain it. It's very tragic. It's not like anybody would celebrate something like that. You'd really have to be a fucking hater to do that. But sometimes when like news drops and the way that the social world wants to jump on it, it's like, yeah, you got to tone it down a little bit in some cases. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, ain't nobody really dropping out when something like that's going down.
Yeah, death is death. One thing is death is, what's it? What's for certain? Death
it's promised. Taxes? It's the only thing promised. Yes, indeed, sir.
All right, man. Craig, what else we got here? Hey, shout out to the kids back to school.
This happens so fast.
It's really, you know how I know? Because traffic.
Oh, fuck.
Traffic strikes again.
I personally, when we were in the States, they started in the last week of August.
Ooh.
And I was tripping out because I was like, why the fuck are there police here and school buses and like lines and lines of people in the States, or at least in there, these guys are all getting picked up. Ain't nobody walking from school and they are like on lockdown while that shit's happening. Like they have streets blocked off. They have like fucking drive forward. Do not stop. Do not turn around. Do not pass go. It was pretty big. Yeah, it was pretty big out there.
School for them is like really intense.
Big.
To probably for opportunities for motherfuckers doing. Because we did have, unfortunately.
Another one.
Yeah. Sometimes I watch this stuff and it's, like Craig said, we're getting desensitized. 100%. Where before a school shooting would eat up the news cycle for a week at least.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, eh.
Again. Oh, it happened again?
It's crazy, man.
It's unfortunate.
Well, keep your head in the swivel down there. Be safe. It's not fair. One thing, I love all the parents posting pictures of their kids going, my little snot-nosed brats going back to school.
You ever get those photos of you when you were like first day or whatever?
Mom slathered me with like a pound of Vaseline. Slicked down. I had my sky blue shirt.
Sick.
Like short khaki
pants. Sick. This man, you laid that out. You knew.
Our little bootleg hood Vans back in the day. It's something we call out the Bruce Lee shoes. They were like these like shoes, very like, They were from China.
Okay.
They were very just like slip-ons. They were like Toms. To be real, they were like Toms. They look like ninja shoes, but without the toe piece cut out. You get what I'm saying? So it's just a piece of something sturdy, piece of fabric.
Fuck.
That's it. So we used to call them Bruce Lee shoes, right? Because that's what we remember Bruce Lee kicking motherfuckers in.
I go to Kmart, I get me a good pair of Brooks.
Those were the days. They're fresh. Then you level up. I couldn't get Tim's, so I get the Roots ripoff.
Hey.
Like, yo, are they Tim's?
You're like, maybe.
They turn in green, though. Watch that. You get your nice jacket, but now the kids get the latest Jordans.
Oh, yeah. Now?
Everybody's all bush out.
Oh, I'm thankful that I'm growing up in
this. Chrome heart.
Yeah, I didn't want to grow up in that era, bro, because these kids, it's like everything to them, man. I remember transitioning from shopping at like Stitches, getting Exco, to when that wasn't going to cut it no more, bro.
Foot Locker had to be the thing
Foot
now.
Foot Locker, you had like, to show up, Chris.
You know when they had like four jerseys for like 60, but you're like, yes.
That's it.
Or shop at NYC. There's this place down at Dundas Square in the back there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know those ones.
Where you walk past Dundas Square. It's in an alley. The edge is in the alley.
I know that one.
And you go in there, you can find Pure Nietzsche, Pure Echo, Hoodman City, bro.
That's where I get my waffle knit sweaters from. I forget what the actual brand is. They're plain, but they just got the Canadian flag on them. Same place they have the plain tees, too.
Those were the shit.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You know, Zay knows the secrets.
And shout out to everybody going back to school. You guys make sure you pay attention to teachers. Apparently, the teacher's saying there's no phones in schools now. There are phones, but it's super limited. You can't have your phone during class, which is pretty good because they're trying to even clamp down even more. Listen. You guys got carried away in the beginning. This should have been the thing from the jump.
And we've complained over and over about
it. Like we've complained.
We've complained. The people have advocated. No, we've complained about the teachers not doing their jobs.
Yes.
What the fuck would you want to do your job if that's what already, happened?
Craig, I'm with the teachers, Craig, but it's the 2 months off thing. It gets me.
It hurts. It hits hard.
Damn.
Two months. Man. This is one of those things where it's like, would you want to teach a brain dead generation? Absolutely not. Yeah. If you could, you would be looked at as like, yo, they're the shit. Like if you're a grade up
for 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
I don't mind doing that. I've just thought about the problems where you'll have the one kid that's like, nah.
Not having
give me my phone back.
That would be me.
That's how it happened. Are you serious, Craig?
Oh yeah, that would be me.
Craig, you beat the teachers?
All the time.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
See? And then that's how you became least liked in class because the guy that's beefing with the teacher.
You went from.
You're ruining our week.
You went from mildly funny, if that, to like just straight interruptive.
Dick.
Yeah. Just like.
See, Craig, you were that guy?
Yeah.
No. Look, guys, he hanged his head in shame. He's like, no, I'm not proud. Yeah, you take a shot. You're not proud of that moment. Is that what you're going to tell your kid? Huh? He was supposed to lie and be like, I knew everything. I had my hand up all the time.
We were pushing every button that teacher have. So I do apologize. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't apologize for that.
Birthdays were the worst day.
I couldn't imagine going to school now. Like, I couldn't imagine the first day of school, that whole vibe. You can't wait to see all your homies you haven't caught up with all summer. Right? And then got the fresh fit picked out. You're going to scope out the new talent for the year.
Teachers, that's what he meant. He meant
right,
teachers.
Right. Then you got to get set up in your class and you and your boys. So you got to see what classes you got together.
So all of this is just to figure out where you're going to slack off and skip the most.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's all about, okay, what's your schedule? What's your homeroom? Okay, you're here. Yo, we're free from 10 to 10. What? Which I never liked. When I came to Canada and I got into the school system, I was just like, yo, this is bullshit. You guys have these kids just slacking off.
Just chilling.
Just because of how you guys schedule the classes, I can go home for 2 hours. That is unheard of.
You got to just bang it out. Just start here, end here. Nothing else in between.
Easy.
But I remember having a spare. Spares are pretty good.
Yeah, spare. See,
I like a spare.
Spare only came because they couldn't pull out what. How didn't it make? I came from a small island, Craig.
Yeah,
where we had maybe 32 students in the class.
Right.
One teacher.
Right. Right.
It got it maybe up until let's say grade 11, maybe grade 10. You might get two teachers. Well, one would be math and science, and one would be more English and geography.
Okay.
Where they round it out.
Okay.
So I still don't know where's that gap coming from.
Well, I think ultimately, when you get into like your senior years of high school, you're essentially chasing credits. So you're going to need a certain amount to graduate. Okay. So I've seen it where it comes from. Your spare is basically like, you've got this much to graduate. Therefore, you only need to take 6 classes this year.
I didn't know about the credit system.
Okay.
And this was like 2 years in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're just like, either I passed or I didn't.
Yeah, I'm just because, well.
What do I got to take?
We had your Fortnite tests. You had your midterms.
Yes, you had your exams.
And you had your exams.
Right.
As long as you pass those, you're good, you move on. If not, either if the teachers feel needed to come back, if not, they'll bump you up or whatever.
But you had to have, there's the mandatory credits, and then there's the voluntary or secondary.
I didn't know about advanced. I didn't know about basics class. Yeah,
college or university.
You sign up for math, okay, I'll take math. You know, I mean, like advanced.
Oh,
math.
Man, I dropped a lot of that shit so quickly, bro. Yeah, I think from grade 9, I started off, they're called academic and something. I can't remember what other one is, but I think I took all academics starting out, and I think by the time I left, I think I was all dropped out of academic classes. I transferred everything and dumped it down,
like,
bro.
I have 20. I'm like, I got 13.
I got a rock.
What happened? What happened?
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, shout out to our English teacher, Mrs.
And just,
Chan.
And just, what's the environment like at school now? Like, I'm so curious to know, like, what's being talked about? What's popular?
What I get,
I feel like being smart is cool now.
Is it? No.
Okay, not fully.
Being smart means you don't have to put up with the dumb kids.
Okay, true.
So you can literally be like, I don't need you guys.
On your way.
Yeah, literally.
I'll do you.
It turned into a class system.
Okay.
Yeah, where the smart kids, they get coddled, they get attention from the teachers,
right,
in special committees, so they feel like the upper echelon already.
True.
So they really don't even see the regular kids in school.
They're not even like a part of that.
I'm only fucking with the kids that are my
wavelength.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
we're in the same. Craig, me and you, same thing.
Right.
Same classes. We go here. What programs we do in the summer? And I'll fully admit, sometimes as a dad, I always feel, which I can impart these words onto you now. Oh, by the way, guys. Everybody wanted Craig to start making babies right away. Even I was uncomfortable. I'm like, damn, you guys want him to fuck right here, right now?
Right?
Fall back.
Yo, you felt it
we
too?
We get it. It's going to happen. Craig girl was like, well, my poor womb says, yeah. It's
there, like, hand on my head, like.
Your dad's like, hurry up and give me grandkids.
Open the bar. Open the bar. Oh, my goodness.
Craig's like, take a sip.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just make sure you set aside the time for your kid to have recreational things done for the summer.
Yeah.
Because you'll be annoyed when the summer's gone. You're like, I could have gotten more out of you as a kid, like productively for yourself.
Yeah.
Whether it's a program, whether it's a sports team they join in over the summer, or they're going to camp, summer camp.
Yeah, sports kept me super active throughout.
Yeah.
And I can think about it, like the beginning of summer break, no one really cares because you're just hype. You're going to go outside. You're going to run around. You're going to do whatever.
You signed yourself up? Or
my mom signed me up.
She was like, you're going to baseball.
It was just like, yeah, and every year.
You were like, cool?
Yeah, every year I was already in it from like early on, right?
Oh, okay.
So I was always looking forward to it. It wasn't until I got into high school when I started to fight back and be like, yo, I'm not going to the game today.
No.
Yo, I'm not going to that today. You know what I mean? And then it's like,
degenerate.
And that's where Bob comes in.
Craig, I know you in my school. You're always outside. We're wearing uniforms going to a Catholic school, but your pants is still baggy.
I'm still trying to find a way to fight the system.
Yeah, you had your pants and your socks.
No, I did not do that.
No, you didn't?
No, because in our era of growing up.
Shell toes?
No. The pants tucked in was described as wigger attitude.
You're trying too hard.
You're trying way too hard with that shit,
when
right?
You know, guys trying to cross over into hood shit.
There you go. Now, don't get me wrong. I've done lots of faux pas. You know, PI was popular. My hat barely sat on my head.
Ooh.
You know, I had the fucking G-Unit airbrush backpack, the knit, the kinch bag. You know those ones?
I'm not dissing. I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's some fly shit. Because that's what all the kids want to dress like adults.
Right?
Like a drug dog. This is
my style. Yeah. This is my style. 4XL
state,
white tee.
State property, bro. When you had a nice state,
state property
bomber.
So crispy. Ooh. So crispy, bro. I would do anything for a pair of State Property khakis, right?
Yeah, they did militant good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like guerrilla hood.
Yeah. Militant. It's funny to me that like now I picture it and it's like part of me wants to be like, yo, let me ride by and see what's popping. But then the angel on the shoulder is like, you fucking idiot.
No,
you can't just be cruising by
you
the school.
So
it's like, what business do you have there?
I'm not going to say shout out, but we all know the older guys. that would somehow just end up hanging out with us.
Yeah, they like peaked.
We don't know, in, bro. They're in. Either they were like a brother of one of the kids that we hang out with.
Yeah,
but they were with us a lot.
Oh, I was like that, bro. I was like that, 100%. I was like that. Like, yo, you're fucking. I'm 18, you're fucking 16, you smoke weed, fucking hell yeah, bro.
Come on now.
Stay with me.
No, I'm talking about the guys who are older than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that then you start to push the limits just a little bit.
They were pushing the limits.
Just a little bit.
Just because they had a car.
Yeah.
The guys that are in their like 20s, early, like 25.
Yeah, no.
They get 20, pull up and bait all the girls.
That's a little bit much. That's a bit much at that point, yeah.
Shout out to the girls that I ran into now. And I'm going to do this. I ran into this girl that I went to high school with. Had a crush on her for a little bit. But whatever, she never took me seriously.
Did she fall off though?
It's
gotta feel good.
Don't they all fall off, except for Angie. Shout out Angie. Don't they all fall off, Craig? And the funny thing is about falling off is that I remembered all these girls would talk about dating older men.
And now and what?
No one said anything.
Right.
These girls would fall out. Maybe half of them were friggin' lying. But it would all be like key. Because you see the guy in the Jetta pull up. Jet black Jetta or the all white Jetta pull up, drop low to the ground, white rims on it. Yep. And you're just like, oh, okay, I'm sure he goes to the school down the street.
He's just picking up his sister. Yeah. Fine, that's fine.
Yeah, not like he's like a construction worker or anything.
Right? He wasn't doing that.
Yeah, so it was always interesting. And I said something in I met this girl in the store. And I said something so out of pocket at the time. And I was pretty much like, yeah, because you guys are busy fucking older men.
That's it. Damn, she said that?
I was like that, like, it came out so like, it's like I've been waiting for years to be like, yeah, God.
Take that shit. Take that shit.
And she was like, God damn.
Oh my goodness.
She didn't even deny it. She's like, oh, shit. Fuck.
Oh man. Okay. I was like, at first I was like, yeah, I get where he's going, but yeah, that's definitely.
That's what I had to stop you. Now. I'm like, no, no, no. But no, you know, there were a situation where you're chilling and they had the kids were just starting to be like, okay, man, you're going to drop out of school in the next 2 days. Just a matter of time.
When you peak as a senior in high school, it's like when you start as a freshman in high school, especially in most actually like middle school too, because you kind of bump up, right? You end up just on that wave, on that high, because you're like, I've worked for 4 years to get to this point, right? So I think personally, your ego inflates so fucking hard when you finally made it to like grade 11 and grade 12.
It's the first walkout where your mom doesn't get the call. It's the first walkout from school. You look back. It's the middle of the friggin' day.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't give a
fuck. I can do what the fuck I want.
It's that feeling, bro. It's just, then you get home, you're like, crap, what am I going to do?
What now?
What now is the question.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, skip it school. Kids, don't skip school in the first week of school.
Nah.
No, you got to set a precedent. You only have one thing.
Yeah.
Be a good student.
Yeah.
Yeah, your parents cook for you. Your life is easy.
I side with Zane heavily on that, folks, whether you're out of school or still in school. That is one thing that I think back on, and I was like, yo, I skipped so much freaking class. I skipped so much, man.
I can't remember how much if I skipped.
School was not a priority for me at all. And like thinking back on it now, I always relate it to that. School isn't necessarily, it's what it's doing is it's prepping you for life. It's can you meet deadlines?
Can you deal with bullshit?
Can you get up in the, all of those things are what I failed to realize. I fought it and fought it and fought it. But when you choose the lifestyle where you get up when you want, you do what you want, spend it when you want, it don't work out in your favor, bro. It's not how society's functioning. So that's what the takeaway from school was for me, is that, okay, this is what I had to do after the fact. It took a lot more discipline to be like, yo, you got to get the fuck up at this time. You got to go earn your own. Yeah, and it kicks you in the teeth that much harder if you didn't do it the first go.
You get no classes at 9 o'clock.
Bro. And it's like.
Start school at 10, right? 11.
And it's like, if you're a person like I was, where your expectations weren't set high for you, it's not like I had to be a fucking A student. There's people out there with tremendous pressure from parents from like, social don't get norms. Fucking
fight. Exactly. Don't go to jail.
Then you're good.
Yeah, don't call my, don't, no one call my phone.
Exactly.
And we're good.
Exactly.
Yeah, and don't die.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Where again, there's people out there where it's like, yo, you got to get into this Ivy League school. You got this career path that you're on, but that's a whole different side of things.
I'm at a crossroads with my kid. Sorry, because I'm just thinking where I'm trying to tell her like, yo, listen, man, your phone is cool and all that shit, but you have to start figuring out how you're going to do this thing, because that's where I can't tell you, hey, do this and do this and do this.
Right.
I want you to start to develop on your own the inclination to want to
be seeing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Then, okay, you can start to know what course, the prerequisites you need if you go down this road.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a plan B, have a plan C. The most you can do is just get an education. No one can make a fool of you. And if you can somehow survive in whatever the hell you're doing, then all right, rock out.
Then you're good.
I know some people that they're fine. They can live in a room somewhere in a house with all their roommates. They got a little job at a coffee spot, a little diner somewhere.
And they're set.
And that's it for them.
They're happy with it.
And if that's their happiness, so be it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just trying to get my kid. Maybe that's what it is. Find your happiness.
The main thing I was going to say to that is that more, like I'd say a good majority of people are not happy with their jobs in general. Whether you are getting like a run-of-the-mill, like a retail job or a cashier job.
Sometimes
or
that happened to you. You felt that, correct?
Oh, tons, man. Yeah. Tons. Yeah, I've had lots of jobs that aren't fulfilling. And it didn't hit at first because when you're younger, in your 20s, you're saying, oh, I'm getting money. You know, it's nice when that paycheck hits.
But then you get that dry spell where you're like, yo, I hate getting up in the morning.
All of that.
It just is like
the all of that.
You're like, I don't. I remember you say,
there was no off switch, bro.
Like, boo, I don't want to go today.
Right? There was no off switch. It was like, yo, if you don't fucking go, your rent's not paid.
That's true.
Your lights ain't turning on.
Yeah.
Your fridge ain't full of food. Like, there was no, hey, we're going to circle back and retrace the steps here. It was like,
redo?
You chose this. It was like, you're doing it.
Redo?
Oh, I wish sometimes.
Where would you start your redo? If you had an option, man, I'm on fucking fire today.
Where would I start my redo?
If you had an redo option throughout your life.
Throughout the life?
With the knowledge, say, okay, Craig, somehow it's the redo lottery. Not everybody gets this, but those who get chosen to do the redo lottery, you get to pick a year. This copy, patent pending, if you guys write a novel, and this is my story. You get to get selected. It's like Hunger Games or whatever. You get to get selected.
And then where do I go back to?
With the knowledge you have now.
Oof.
But within those parameters, because we know you're the redo. We know if you go back and you like become a zillionaire, we know you're messed. We know if you go and start a war, we know, hey, we'll come get you.
I'll probably go back.
How far, when, and why?
So I'll probably go back to when I was like 12, I want to say. Grade 6, whatever it was.
Okay.
Because I feel like it was a huge point where you start to feel like you understand the world and you start to feel like, again, like you said, you're the adult. And you want to be treated that way.
Yeah, breakfast.
But you have
house by your own.
All that. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, there's so many things where it would be like, you're not ready for what the fuck's coming. You know what I mean? Like, you think you are.
Yeah.
You want this. You want to live on your own. You want privacy. You want to be able to earn your money and all that. But it's like, yo, just be a kid, bro. Just be a fucking kid. Just enjoy it.
As long as you can.
Do your thing. Don't worry, it's all going to work out in the end.
When you lived on your own?
I got my place when I was 18.
How does that work?
I got it through my mom got it in her name.
She's like, yo, you need to get out.
It wasn't that
bad.
But I'll
spot for you.
Yeah. And it wasn't like that
you
per
piss
se.
You pissed off that much. She had to
place. It wasn't like that per se, but.
Menace.
It didn't take long, that's for sure.
Get these criminals off the street. I'm Craig.
Where would you go back to?
Holy shit.
Because I can't go back when I'm still like developing. Like anything, like if I was like 10, what are you going to say? Like, yo, that Hot Wheels sick, son.
10's too young. You're absolutely right. I would say as soon as I came to Canada and I got into school.
Okay.
That's when I would want to wake up.
And tell you, yo, this is what's going down.
Lock in.
Yeah.
Lock in.
Yeah.
Right now. Figure you know what you all the things you I didn't know.
Right.
You know.
Right.
No more no excuses from here on in. You are fully responsible for your weight, your education, your mom's relationships.
Everything.
Your future relationship, your relationship with your brothers, your future relationships with your wife and your family.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you have to make the choice now. Because I felt going to high school, I was just so like, star-eyed, and because bro, we saw high school through TV, Craig.
True.
Our high schools is like the same like our primary schools or elementary, which are still uniforms and stuff, so it doesn't really sound like, but we were like, yo, kids in hood, just to see kids not in uniforms to us, it was
mind blowing.
We call it party clothes. Like, yo, these kids in their pretty clothes.
I still remember the story you told about going swimming and getting caught by the teacher. And you guys, the teacher, listen, to all the Canadian and most North American listeners, the teachers would beat you, This is not 70s.
It's rare if your mom was like, nah. Not my son. And she come down and starts beefing.
Right.
But otherwise, we're all getting lined up. We're all getting whooped. Because the parents in the day was like, well, did you deserve it? Okay, then cool.
Okay. So with what you said, I'll put a little preface to this. I don't know if it's exactly how you meant it. So like what I say amongst my boys, because all of us chose kind of the hard road. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We chose to figure it out.
Stubborn.
We chose to fuck around and figure it out.
If someone sat you down and were like, hi, Craig, this is what life is up. This is what school is about.
Yeah.
Would that have changed anything?
Probably not.
Exactly, because we have tons of people told us that
100%.
Shit. Some OGs were 100%. Like, you know.
Yo, I used to almost catch beats all the time. You'll skip that class again, you'll fucking catch
like,
licks,
son. I'm skipping that class, right? And you get your ass whooped. And you're mad at your parents again. You're like, yo, I hate you. Why are you beating me? Why are you skipping class?
Yeah, time? You're probably right. You would have been like, you would see your future self and be like, yo, fuck you. Would you throw hands?
I don't think I won't beef with my future self.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
If I ran into in a Zellers or something.
I've only got
a byway. We're going back.
I've only got about 10 pounds on my past self. Yeah. I'll be honest. Like I ain't gained much weight. But
and I think that you now would know the way to talk to you.
I just know your weaknesses. I know where to hit you where it hurts. Not I ain't gonna throw a jab.
Not knowing it's you. Like, okay. It's still two Craigs, but you're just like you're wilding out in Shoppers.
Yeah.
OG comes up. Yo, little man.
Oh, okay. It's one of those.
You wilding. You should really know life is not about... Oh, Craig's like, Craig is spitting on his future self.
Man. It probably would be something like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man? It probably wouldn't go down
Craig,
too well.
Craig, you are a menace.
No, I just talk bare shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it depends on what point we took it to. You know what I mean? Like, in the talking shit phase, I would probably have you trumped. But if you wanted to take it past that, I might back down.
Okay. If you beat my ass,
I'll be like, okay.
If I turn to beat your ass,
all right, I'll stop.
Okay. I think I'll listen to myself. I will listen in the moment, but it'll probably just after a couple hours, just be like, whatever.
Yeah. I just like, okay. So I tell people, because regardless of what walk of life you come from, because again, some of this you've done to yourself. Some of this you didn't have a decision to make.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fortunate enough that's where I came from, like, true. A loving fam. I had a good, solid upbringing.
Hey, guys, we ain't gonna...
Right? Not everybody's got that. So, but what I do say is, like, if you were dealt a shitty hand or you dealt yourself a shitty hand, you can still get where you're going, but it's going to take a lot more work and a lot of catch up. You know what I mean? So I try to tell, like, amongst the homies, we say, like, yo, we could have been doing what we're doing now 5-10 years ago, but we wanted to fuck around. You know what I mean? So the longer that you prolong it, when you're spending that time fucking around, you're setting yourself up for failure in future years to come, where it's going to take double the work or double the time where you finally get on your feet, realize what the fuck is really going on. And eventually life beats you regardless. That beating that you're talking about, life beats you into submission.
No matter how slick
you're gonna have to
give it to you.
He's gonna find a way to just tell you, yo, sit your ass down. Yeah. And by that time,
like you straight, you know, when you get knocked out, but he grabs you and still kind of like,
yes,
big bro, you like,
still got you.
You did, you almost
look what you made me do.
Let's go get a drink.
That is an area where if I could turn the clocks back, I would try to instill that in myself that, hey, what you're going through right now where you can't sit through 8 hours of school. Like I remember working my first part-time job, 4 hours felt like an eternity. You know what I mean?
Fuck all.
Now look at us, like just the traffic is 4 hours, bro. So it's like, if I could instill that into myself some way, somehow, I would have pushed way differently than I did now. It wouldn't have changed who I am. That wouldn't have changed. But the understanding of what's to come, what you got to do, how you got to fit into society. Cause the thing is like, you can be who you want.
You can still be you.
You can still be you, but you have to draw a line.
Yeah, you gotta play ball sometimes, right? Man. I think for me, it would have been probably my weight loss.
Okay.
I would have, because I lacked discipline, so I would have tried to focus on, I've had some dark times, Craig, really, really dark times. So I figured I would have tried to not beat myself myself up about it, but just get better at working at it.
Be consistent.
Yeah, just... because I felt that with my insecurities, I robbed myself of really good life moments.
Yeah.
And really good experiences just because I was probably shy or insecure.
True.
I didn't go to that party, or I didn't go to the beach, or I didn't go in the water, or you know what I mean?
So yeah.
Certain things that I beat myself up a lot, and I felt if I was really focused on my health instead of just being lazy with it, I probably would have been a better place mentally, and that would have helped me be prepared for certain other things coming in life. But like you said, man, life will, even if we went back, life probably would have did something. Ready for the twist?
Keep you on that same
You never would have married Ashley.
Oh my God.
Well, what do you have dealt with that?
I wouldn't change a goddamn thing.
Okay, see?
All right, fair enough,
and
fair enough.
Go, right?
Yeah, it's a hard message to carry across, man. It's like, you hate to be the older head, trying to talk some sense into someone who just ain't hearing it and knowing.
Craig, have you?
No, I ain't coach nobody.
You never tried?
No, not now. I'm not coaching nobody.
Craig's like, no.
Nah, you do. You're not even. Do you?
You're not going to see like some young kids wiling at like the dollar store, see this shit and be like.
Unless you're 18 and I can throw hands legally. No.
You were So in other words, you're like, they're on their path. Let them walk it.
Yeah. What you just said in this episode, hit the nail on the head.
The head too.
Being that. Would if you talk to your younger self, would they listen? If the answer is no, don't bother. If there was an opportunity where they might even catch a glimpse of what I'm saying, even just take a little smidget of the gems that I'm dropping, then it's a yes. So the people that I come across, I don't come across nobody that's life is in that situation.
Yeah.
I've only had a few instances.
When I'm in a store and I'm like, this kid's fully stealing everything.
But you can see.
But then his friends are there and I'm like, you guys are getting trouble by proxy.
Right.
You guys should piss off. Let him steal by himself.
Like.
But then you're like, he's stealing all the time. And if I'm the parent and I'm cleaning the house and I realize, why does kid get all these Pringles packages in the room? I didn't give him money to buy Pringles.
That's it.
And there's a lot of shootings lately. Another thing.
I think you can detect. You get a good bullshit detector. So if you're trying to talk to somebody that's going through it, you have to determine who wants help and who is just kind of talking to talk.
Yeah.
So some people are just like talking to the brick wall there. You're not going to get any reciprocation. But some people are truly like wanting to absorb what the fuck you're about to say to them, right?
You know what I did?
What?
I helped an old guy. Hustle more money. He was pandering.
Do tell. No. What? The Audi pulled up on you again?
No, not that one. The guy with the cup. You know, we know sometimes we usually...
You're like, you need to diversify your money. Portfolio.
Yeah, because... Like,
you have a Starbucks cup. People are going to assume that you have money for Starbucks.
You need
a Tim Hortons. No,
you need a cryptocurrency
cup.
No, this was the hustle I had. And this, it's a common hustle I give to a lot of people when I see them... asking for change,
okay.
Whether it's legally, like whether it's donation wise,
yeah.
Or just them trying to get a hustle on. I teach people about hustles. Well, so whatever. Dude was like, chicka, yo, spare some change at the liquor store.
Okay.
So you know that's a sweet spot.
100%.
Because either you got a card or change. You're going to have to change.
He needs a Labatt Black Ice.
He wasn't drinking.
Oh, okay.
Right. It was a Yachty too, older dude. And I looked in his cup and I'm like, the OG. Take all them shits out of there. That fucking $15 you got in there, that 3-5, take that out.
Yeah.
Take them fucking toonies out. You keep a quarter in there and maybe a dollar and a toonie just to set people what your range is. Like I had a full tech talk with him. He's like, yo, you're right. I'm like, take that out. Cause you
the hood's Caleb Hammer.
you don't want them know you're doing that good.
True.
I look in there and I see 20, 30 bucks.
I ain't tossing you shit.
I'm like, bro,
you doing your goal, yeah.
You have dinner for the night.
Yep.
And you have dinner for the week if people are savvy enough, right?
For sure.
So
and you pull that on a day.
On a day. I was so happy that and he came back. I came back and he's like, yo, I didn't give him any money. I didn't give him anything. I just dropped drop some gems. He picked them up. Same thing with kids. Any kids that I go anywhere, I explain to them more like societal's hustle.
Okay.
Of why this thing is the way it is. Like, depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, this is why they do this, because they want you guys. And they're like, Yo.
Never thought of it like that. Perspective is like, everything,
yo,
man.
They're scamming us just like that. And I hit them with the bromo. I'm like, yo, you see? You got to watch yourself.
Meanwhile, in the back of your head, you're like.
It's like, yo, dude, that's going to steal some shit. Yeah, Matt, try to impart wisdom on the younger generation. That's all we're saying here at 8 and 6. As much as we come here and we drink and we're knuckleheads and we laugh about life,
yeah,
it is important that we do not give up on the next generation, mm-hmm. as sometimes mm-hmm. they might seem they need to get abandoned.
Fact, of course.
But they're also very much products of us.
Yeah, like they're going to be a reflection of the work that we're putting in, man. Yeah. And so it seems like things are trending down where the more generations pass on the torch, fuck, a lot of broken telephone. There's a lot of things lost in translation. Yeah, big time, bro.
Get your kid and move to an island, man.
Right, yeah, right.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Go out east somewhere, right?
Yeah, good for anybody, whether you're young or older and you're pursuing some education or some form of benefit to yourself, whatever the case is, man. Yes. Good luck on your journeys out there. You should always be striving to improve, to learn, to be better, whatever it is that you want to do. So set goals for yourself, accomplish those. For the kids that are going back to school, wish the best of luck to them. Keep the phones away, bro, because the phones are fucking toxic,
man. It costs a lot of drama, too.
Like, coming from
kids fighting beef.
I think you and I could probably agree that we've come from a generation that has seen a bit of both, where there were no phones and where there were phones.
We had one game, and it was Snake.
No, you don't play 7-Up?
Nokia.
Oh, on the phone.
On those Nokia phones.
Oh, I was a Snake legend, bro. I love that shit.
Because when there was a time where we could have got a phone for like 30 bones at a gas station with a chip, maybe for like 10 minutes of talk time. Right, they came those stupid packages that are always hard to open and to put the remotes in. That always they'll cut your hands. Those are the most secure packages in the world. And
that Nokia was ill.
People leveled up those Razors, Motorola flip phone.
Facts.
Then they had poker on the BlackBerry because BlackBerry had their own network.
I was talking about this BBM. With the barber. I was talking about this with the barber because he's a little bit younger than I am. So I never had BlackBerry, but I was trying to explain to him how BlackBerry and MSN were kind of like intertwined. Beefing. You know what I mean?
They were
like
one thing.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that still. I just think that when you bring phones into the classroom, you don't allow your mind to. I was always the kid who didn't apply himself.
Yeah.
Because I've absorbed a good amount of knowledge.
You had that talk, eh?
Yeah, it was good.
How much time you heard that line?
A lot.
You just need to apply yourself.
A lot.
You're a smart Craig.
And I still wouldn't do it. And to this day, I probably still won't do it.
You're a piece of shit, Craig. Craig, the one teacher that she loved you so. Even the teachers that would just take a liking to you, all their pieces, she just have like a thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll like go to bat for you. And all the other teachers are like, oh, he's wilding again. Like, you know, let me talk to him.
I will tell you right now. On air, offer.
Mrs. Bailey.
I will give you a school address.
I love you.
You go to the school address, you will see my name on a plaque.
Yeah?
That's all I'm going to say.
Craig's in there?
There was a time.
I'd like shitting on kids, like your worst kid ever.
Nah.
All right.
There was a point in time where I was the best kid in school. That time has passed.
Yo, listen, I love to hear grade one stories. I can't wait. Remember, you said at grade 10, you shouldn't have, you just turned into a menace.
Right.
To go way back. Yeah, I know you dusted the teacher's pet.
Yeah.
Super nice. Shout out to the kids that got crushing their teachers. Just listen, as an inappropriate as it is.
Now's your time. Shoot your shot, kids.
The teachers be wilding out.
Shoot your shot, kids. She's probably fucking about it at this point.
It's so weird. When
at this point.
I'm not condoning. This is murky waters.
God damn, there was a point ass
teacher. But when though. The female teacher has an affair with the male teacher, the news never feels
it never hits the same. And when she's actually like
the same aggression on all sides.
I don't want to see news clips of male teachers harassing students.
What do you say your son that happens to your kid?
I'm gonna be like, yo, go for it, Billy.
100%. You're not gonna be like, how dare you take advantage of my son?
Hell no.
What if it's your daughter?
Is she hot?
A teacher?
Yeah, and only she. We're not doing scenario two. Is the teacher hot, bro?
Yeah, obviously she's fucking. It's even worse.
No, that's worse. Yeah. Billy, I can't believe I trained you better.
Not my son.
I taught you better than that, son. How the fuck?
Get it for your mama's side. Eh? That's your side.
Now, daughter, buddy, that's a whole. It sucks because
gun.
I don't want to be gender biased on this. I truly, truly don't.
Know what
but
to say.
Deep down, the honest answer, man,
it's not gonna be the same.
It's not.
I want to talk. We have video games. We have games opening up and closing within 8 days.
No way. Which one?
Horde.
What?
Concord got released by Sony. Was supposed to be the big AAA. It's a mix between Star Wars, mixed Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Rip off of all the characters. Very Destiny-esque like playing power system. However, the game was so trash.
They canned it.
They did a refund, total refund within like 8 days. And they also are probably going to do free to play. We'll see. Because that's only how they recoup money.
Oh,
a
fuck.
Lot of games are failing right now. Me and Craig, this is not a goal. I don't think this is a go woke or go broke thing.
Yeah.
Go woke and go broke. I don't think that's the situation here. But it just seems like I mentioned way back that I think AI is responsible for a lot of these games.
Yeah, you could be right, bro.
The games are losing their heart now. Where
yeah, there's like integrity's down, man.
You can make the game, but the game feels like...
It's hollow. It's like a
something's
shell.
Something's missing.
Yeah, there's like that level of just interaction.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something's missing. And I think Apex and those games were the last generation of games to have like... It felt like heart.
Maybe.
In those games when you're playing. Even just watching how the way the character runs.
Yeah, a level of creativity that comes with it.
The robot guy that berserks. Even just his being a hype man. You're just like, yeah.
Get it. I get it.
Get the vibe, right? So...
Eight days, or I think less. It
probably.
Fucking... Oh, my God.
They pulled it. They're getting mass refunds. The Acolytes canceled, which was a Star Wars spinoff.
Okay.
Where they... It was about... space lesbian magic.
Okay.
Usually most of the time when it comes to Star Wars and guys, boys in their pew pew, don't mess with it too much.
Yeah. Which don't if it ain't broke, don't
they,
fix it.
They broke it and they turned it into something really weird.
Man.
And so they didn't take responsibility, so they blame all the misogynistic men who didn't like the series for what it is. That's one thing I've learned. You will always blame the men if we don't like something. They're misogynistic pigs and homophobes. That's usually the message I get. But once again, don't blame us. Your shit tanked.
Okay? Yeah, facts.
Right.
When you're trying to write a story of a game, you create a world. This is one thing. If it's modern day and you're trying to like mimic what's happening in society,
yeah,
like a Detroit Become Human,
yeah,
sure, you throw all that stuff in there. How dare you create like another universe or another planet or another life form or another
Become Human? They're not, Craig. You ain't gonna see games like that. Anymore.
Nothing like that.
Where just dialogues challenge your.
How do you want concept. It to go?
Yeah, you're right? Like, well, I believe this,
right?
Because I'm in this fantasy world.
I'm a LARP.
Can do.
I'm a LARP a little bit. Allow me.
As a villain.
Allow me.
When I see people playing Red Dead and they're pushing their crime,
fuck,
their
bro.
Crime, they're not being nice. I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you know what you're doing. Don't do that. Be a nice cowboy.
I think that. When you're trying to write something that's fictional and trying to apply today's standards or today's societal norms into it, that's when you start to really muddy the waters. Is that your creativity is shot as a writer, as a game dev. You can't fucking distinguish between the lines. You know what I mean? Because to me, the very like the ones that stand the test of time, video game or like movie and show, they don't delve into the isms.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's just like, it's just, let's deal with this issue in this right now.
When you're going into the isms and using that as part of your shtick.
You can see where the right, your beliefs become a part of the content.
And you're reaching at low hanging fruit. Like, it's only going to last a matter of time.
You're actually right, Craig.
Right?
It just means you're so lacking in creativity. Because it's relatable.
Hey, this is a hot button.
We're in the middle of space.
I don't want to hear about it. Yeah. I don't want to fucking hear about it. I'm trying to escape the ism.
Give me something new.
Game writers, devs, take notes. You got to get outside of the isms or you're going to have problems.
They're not going to make it, man. And one other thing that's messing up the gaming industry right now, esports, like talking about my kid, and I'm like, hey, you could be a big esports player. Esports is big industry if people don't know that is by now.
What's she champing in?
Roblox a bit.
Say word.
And that was it.
But
that's I didn't really get into it. Every time I look, I was just like, because Roblox aesthetically, it's not pleasing to my eye. So I don't even care, right?
He's like, this ain't 4K.
It's just cubes. I'm like, oh, great. But with esports, just like the LIV tournament,
okay,
the Saudis have been paying a lot of gamers to come over there and shill their new gaming tournaments and stuff like that. And it's dividing the gaming community because people are like, no. You should know what this is implying, what you stand for and what they stand for. And you're encouraging what they stand for by going with their money, pretty much.
I mean,
if you get $2 million to play Super Mario.
Yeah, bro. Come on. Like PGA and.
But what about the human rights, Craig?
So what you're telling me.
Go on.
OnlyFans model is becoming a Dubai porta potty but I can win $2 million in this tournament in Dubai.
Yes.
I'm taking the $2 million.
You're taking the
sorry,
$2 million.
Sorry, bitch, you eat.
Rather not get it peed on. I got peed on them holes hanging.
I'm sorry.
Peeing on you while playing Mario. So, Craig, sell it out.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
it
be.
It goes
North
back
American.
To that price talk we always have.
Of course. Everybody has a number, right?
Everybody has a number.
Everybody has a price.
And would $2 million be enough?
$2 million? To win a Fortnite tournament?
Yeah.
Nah.
And be like obscured by all your gaming friends. You can.
Nah, I would probably protest it.
Shit, you're giving up $2 million?
Yeah, I'll protest it.
Craig, you set me up. I almost joined the ship with you. See, Craig made me say yes.
This guy was ready.
Yeah.
$2 million, I'm protesting. Oh, man. I mean, like, I'm all for esports growing as a brand, and there's so many games that you could tie into it, but there's sponsors and what's backed on.
That's the thing. The sponsors, they know if it's just money.
Yeah.
They took that out of the couch.
True. That was nothing to them. So
I want more. Yeah, you got it. They have it.
Pay that.
Yeah,
right? Send that.
Yeah.
I hate to say this word, but in a video game scene, actually, this would probably be the only time the culture. Do it for the culture.
Do it
if esports ain't for the culture,
yeah.
I don't want it.
Okay.
If you're truly about that, okay, then we can talk. I'll take the prize pool, whatever it is. As long as you stand behind something proper.
Remember, $2 million is the top prize.
That's
you
it?
Still can get $50K. It's not worth it. He took a sip. Craig's like, yo, I better win.
Goddamn.
You sold out because once you sign in, you go, you sold out.
Yeah, you're in.
Right?
That's it.
But then it's Dubai. Could take the wifey. They'll probably put you up in a castle.
Yeah, it's like, what opportunities have you had leading up to this? Like, it's different when it's like pro sports, right?
Some juice company calling you, some energy drink company calling you and just be like,
hey, we'll back you.
No, drink more of our shit. That's
drink what more back. Of our shit.
It's not a bag. When it's in your fridge of our local full with our product.
Okay.
You die slowly.
Yeah, I'm going to protest it. $2 million, I'm going to protest it. Give me like $10 million. Yeah, probably be
out. Might be out here.
Yeah, $2 million ain't going to be enough to catch
me. Sand in my eye.
And then it's like, I could still catch my brand out here. I could still do my own thing back home.
Go lay low for a couple years.
Be the local kid. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. If you're in esports, who the fuck's going to like...
Ain't nobody.
What judgment?
No, as the one guy saw Moist Critical, he gets out. He's raging because whenever his people travel, the customs guys, U.S. Customs always fuck him up.
They're on him?
Always.
What'd you bring back? You got Dubai chocolate bars?
You're not coming in.
Really?
You're not going anywhere.
They give that to Moist Critical?
Yeah. And he loses his mind. He's done like maybe like 50 videos of it.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell is going on? Like losing his shit. He's like, maybe it's my name. Maybe that's it. They don't like the name Moist.
Yeah, maybe.
People off. But it's like, grow up.
Fuck. I didn't know that was happening to him.
I'm sure some of the people are in customs like our age. And so they know what is what, right? They have YouTube.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course. Like,
maybe they do have YouTube and they're like, get rid of these guys.
Just answer the questions properly.
I figured it out. Boeing sent those people to space because they're going to snitch. Ladies and gentlemen.
We have come full circle here on episode 72, y'all.
I'm so sorry. Get those people's journals right away.
Please, I want their stories to be told.
Yes.
If your wifeys are at home, if you somehow, some way are listening to this, please stay faithful. There is nothing worse than the flip side coin of what Zane had proposed is that he comes home, he'd been faithful to you, only to find out you got a kid in the basement that you're tossing fish heads down to.
Right?
That's a big, big problem right there, okay? So I want to flip that over to y'all. I'm going to leave the ball in your court till the next episode.
Yes.
You can find us on all streaming platforms. At the Hidden Six, THEHIDDENSIX. Make sure you go check us out. Tell a friend, tell a family member. Be safe, stay learning, stay improving. We're going to see you on the next episode.
Thanks.
Peace.
That was good.